哎，
Hello, this is Doug.
Hi, Doug. This is Kat, the Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Hey, Kat. Good, good.
I am calling on two different things. The first one's Scotch Drilling. I know we need to get decision logic done, but the office manager runs his bank accounts and is the one who keeps the login info, and his dad's dying and he's out of town in Arizona with his dad who's on life support and he's not answering calls. What else can I do? If I can get him to maybe go to the bank and print out some kind of monthly statement, would that work?
Let me look at it first before I say anything. No, he needs to do either decision log it or join me from his computer.
All right, so there's nothing we can do until this guy
gets back. No, I'm sorry. Yeah, I can't use a printout or else they would have stipped for that. It's for whatever reason they're asking for. They have to have the decision logic. Or, like I said, we can do join me where he's at his computer and, you know, and we can jump into the bank account with him if he doesn't want to give his logins. But
either way,
that,
he needs to know his login,
yeah.
And he doesn't know it.
Yeah. So when he doesn't know his login, because when does he know his login? Because his dad has it.
No, he lets his office manager run his bank, and his office manager is with his dad, who's dying. So he's
he doesn't want to bother him.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah, because he could even do it remotely. You know what I mean? Just complete the decision logic link, send the office manager a link in Phoenix or Arizona, wherever they are. And I'm not trying to be morbid. You know what I mean? I understand people are distracted on something like that. But he can do it, you know, if he has a laptop or an iPad. He could just log it in and complete the link and we'll be good. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so
I guess.
He doesn't have to actually be in his office to do it, is what I'm trying to say. So I don't know if you guys ever do that. That's kind of a touchy subject, but that might be an option too. So I'm just trying to think of other things. But yeah, those are the only two options we have. Join me or decision logic, and of course decision logic would probably be way easier. I understand. But I can't get around it. So
okay. Did you ever hear on transportation brokerage if we could get the OFI reduced?
Yeah, I'm 99% sure. He just said I sent it to him last night again, and he was tied up, but I just talked to him, and he said, resend it, so I did, and he just responded right after I got your most recent email and said, I'll know, that was 10 minutes ago, he said, I'll take a look. So I'll know probably within the next couple minutes, and 99% sure it's going to be fine. When we do that, well, we don't have to take it out of your commission, too, but when we do that, just to let you know, we have two options to do it, and option one is way easier. Is when you send a contract over, just have them say, hey, the origination fee is actually 1.5%. Just cross it off an initial and put in 1.5. Makes you sound like you did something for the merchant. But sometimes the merchants say, no, I want to see it on the contract. Just depends on how much of a stickler they are. If that's the case, I have to have the contracts actually drafted manually. Sometimes take a little bit longer, and then we can send a DocuSign to him. So number one is easier just because, once I give you the thumbs up, just cross it off an initial, and then we can just move forward and we'll make the change in our system, or I can redraft contracts and send it to them. So once I find out, which should be any minute now, I'll email you and you can just let me know which method you would prefer. And again, which way you would prefer? Is it okay just to cross it off an initial? If I get the
I did send the contract to the rep last night. So maybe I can just ask him if he can just have
that guy do that. Even now, I'm 99% sure I'll be able to get this done. So just have him do that. And if in the event, so let's just say if there's any problems, I'll let you know, but I highly, highly doubt it. But if in the event the merchant wants the contract actually to say 1.5% versus crossing off initially and changing it, let me know that, and I'll have to get my inside team to do it manually and send it out that way.
Okay, will do. Thank you.
Okay, and then let me know on Scotch Drilling when you have a chance. But those are the only options.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
So, all right.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Carol.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay. Bye.